We thank our Lord Jesus Christ. Start from today, we have about 5 days of CYSC. And this is a very precious time we spend together to pursue after God. And before we pray, I would like to study with you Psalm chapter 84 for our preparation to prayer. Let's turn to the book of Psalm chapter 84. Psalm chapter 84, verse 1. How lovely is your dwelling place, or how lovely is your tabernacle? God's dwelling place. First is in heaven. God is in heaven. So he dwells in heaven. The second is the church. So, in the last verse of chapter 1 of Ephesians, church is the body of Christ. It's a place filled upon the Almighty God. And what is the church? Church is those who've been baptized, the sin been sanctified, who gather together, and this assembly is called church. So we gather together. We are the dwelling place of God. And God is in the presence of us. So how lovely is the dwelling place of the Lord. Actually, it's talk about church. And Psalm chapter 84, we can divide into three stages of the spiritual pursuit. The first stage is longing for the Lord. And the second stage is pursue after the Lord. And the third stage is to enjoy God. So there are three stages. So today we come here for what? Of course, it's good and it's joy to see our beloved brethren in the Lord. Every year we can see at least once. It's so wonderful. Just like a minister workshop in the United States, all the ministers scattering around. And once a year, we can gather together to have Bible study, to have fellowship, and to discuss all the ministry of God. It's really a very, very wonderful occasion. We can spend time together. It's wonderful. But the 5 days we spend here, the focus should be God himself. And that is the reason we come here. Because church is a temple of God. So we need to have a motivation. How come I am here? So verse 2. My soul longs, yes, even faint, for the court of the Lord. And my heart and my flesh cry out for the living God. Here say, my soul and my heart, even my flesh, longing and crying out for the living God. And this verse expresses the strongest desire of the one who write this book, this chapter. His strong desire after God. I still remember a lot of experience in Africa. You know, in the United States, sometimes you see the parents feeding their young child, right? The young child just run around, and the parent just chasing around in order to feed the food. And these kind of things you can never see in Africa. When we are cooking, the children, they are circling around the cooking place, keep on looking at the food. And when we are eating, sometimes the children will get around in the winter, in the window, and look inside us. How do we eat? In the beginning, when we were in Africa, And after we eat a chicken, we just threw out the bone. We thought we had threw out the bone for the dog. And later on, we find out it's the children who pick up and eat that. So we feel so pitiful for them. Because their life is so poor, they have nothing to eat. So that was the reason they are longing for food. In Liberia, each children, they can have 2 bowls of rice. And each bowl of the rice mixed with hot pepper. That's all. Nothing more than for them. No. So they are actually very poor. So they enjoy every meal. They enjoy every bowl of rice. Because their stomach is always empty. But here, we have so many junk food. We have so many dessert, cookie, this and soft drink, coffee, and this and that. So we are not longing for the meal anymore. Spiritually speaking, you know, if you can rewind the time, that you push the time back to 20 years ago, maybe some of you are not born yet, right? In 20-some years ago, there's no smartphone. Smartphone is what? It's a contemporary drug. No. Right? If you can control smartphone, you can use it properly. It brings you a lot of convenience. But if we are controlled by the smartphone, you waste a lot of time. Even if you are in church, physically, you cut out of the world. Once you start to use the smartphone, you can reconnect to the world through the smartphone, right? No. So we eat so many spiritual junk food. Actually, we dump a lot of garbage into our heart. And the most spiritual nutrition comes from the teaching of the Bible, comes from prayer. We have no heart to long about that because our heart is filled upon something in the world. And something in the world actually is opposite to the nature of God. So what should he do? So there was a rich man who had enjoyed all the good food, and he felt that nothing good in the world. You have heard about story, right? So he gave a reward. If anything can prepare the most delicious food, I'm going to reward him greatly. And later on, so many people give him some kind of secret, but he was not satisfied. One day, a person asked him, "I give you a way. Yeah, you will enjoy your food deliciously. How should you do it? You just fast for 3 days." Right? After the king fasts for 3 days, he feels everything is so wonderful. So can you try? Yes, you can try. Spiritually, we have to pay a price. This is the second stage. If we really want to be close to God, we have to prepare to pay a price. The first, we have the longing after him. Longing after him. Why do we long after God? The most important reason is the loving relationship. Let's turn to the book of Song of Solomon. Song of Solomon, chapter 1. Song of Solomon, chapter 1. Verse 2. "Let him kiss me with the kisses of his mouth, for your love is better than wine." Verse 3. "Because of the fragrance of your good ointment, your name is ointment pour forth. Therefore, the virgin love you." The book before Song of Solomon is Ecclesiastes. And both Ecclesiastes and Song of Solomon was written by Solomon. But when we read the two books, it has so much difference. The book of Ecclesiastes is talk about vanity. Solomon spent 11 chapters to describe the vanity in the world. He spent a lot of time pursue everything in the world. So a lot of portion of his life, actually, he lived a life without God. And end up, he feel everything is vanity. No. Even though we have a lot of dream in the world, but do you know, if we have no God, all the dream in the world, even if it is fulfilled, eventually it will become vanity. No. So the conclusion of Ecclesiastes is we have to fear God. We need God. So God can make our life become meaningful. And then Song of Solomon is talking about a newlywed couple, right? The bride and bridegroom. They enjoy love to each other. Actually, Song of Solomon is trying to use this newlywed to describe our relation with God. God is just like a bridegroom, and we are just like a bride. And the most important characteristic of the bride is charity. Chastity is so important. So before God, purity is so important. The reason God will long after us, because we are pure. And the reason we will long after God, because God is love. So if we are very pure and God longing after us, and if we know God is love, we are longing after God, then we just have a desire to try to draw near to God. One day you start to fall in love with somebody, you know what happened? Even you look at a person, never talk to the person, you feel so satisfied, right? And you did not see a person for a few days, you're longing to see the person so much because you fall in love. Then you start to talk with the person, every voice just move into your heart, right? Our relationship with God is the same. When we really move by the love of God, we like to come to church. When we really move by the love of God, we like to listen to the words of God. We like to read the Bible. Because when we read the Bible, it is God who is talking to us. When we really love God, we really want to kneel down and pray and communicate with Him and talk to Him. So, the desire longing after God is coming from we longing about His love. So, your love is better than wine. Wine represents what? Wine represents alcohol. So a lot of people like to drink the wine, temporary release from your burden, from your worry. But wine represent what? Wine represent entertainment in the world. That you get drunk in the entertainment in the world. So a lot of people keep on buying CD before, but right now you don't have to buy it, you just download it, right? And to buy a lot of stuff, contemporary old gadget, all the equipment you do have. But that cannot really satisfy our heart. The one who really satisfies our heart is God Himself. So, if we spend a lot of time, a lot of money trying to purchase something new, you find out when you own it, you can have a very short moment of excitement. When the new version, when the new product come out, you find out you are out of date already. And you need to sell it in eBay and buy another new one. So you become enslaved by the material. Why not we change another way? Being satisfied with your material life, but we have a strong desire to draw ourselves near to God. So in chapter 1, verse 4. Lead me away, the daughter of Jerusalem. We will run after you. And the king has brought me into his chambers. You say, Now, we will run after you. We will pursue after God if we really know him, if we really feel his love. So this is the first stage, longing after God. Now, the second stage, in order to longing after God, please, in these few days, use your smartphone or in a minimum, only when you are required to use it. Facebook, everything, just stop it. You will not die, don't worry. Don't take any junk food, spiritual junk food. Don't dump garbage into our heart. So your heart will be longing after God. Very important. And we have to pay a price. What is that price? That's come back to Psalm 84. Verse 6. As they pass through the valley of Baca, they make it a spring. The valley of Baca, if you read the English version, some of the English version is a valley of what? Weeping. Or you read the Chinese Bible, it's also the same, the valley of weeping. Why is called a valley of weeping? Because on the way to the tabernacle, the temple of God, there are a distance very difficult to travel. Because of the difficulty to travel, so they feel so painful. So it goes through a valley of the weeping in order to reach the temple of God. So what should that mean? If we want to draw ourselves near to God, we have to go through a process of weeping. What is the process of weeping? There are a few things. One of the things is repentance. Almost every spiritual revival starts from repentance. Now, if you read the book of Daniel, you read the book of Nehemiah, you read the book of Major Prophet or Minor Prophet, all the spiritual revival start from repentance. Repentance means what? Repentance means I have sinned. And please forgive my sin. According to 1 John chapter 1, if anyone say he has no sin, he is a liar and truth is not in him. So if I think I have no sin, I am we consider God is a liar. Why? Because God says everyone has sin. If I say I have no sin, then the truth is not in me. Why? Because the truth is the absolute standard. Yes, you use the culture in your school, you have no sin. You use the culture in the world, you have no sin. You have the culture even among the Christianity, you have no sin. But if we use the standard of the Bible, with the standard, the words of God come into my heart to measure my thought, to measure my action, to measure my life, I come short at the glory of God a lot. When we come short the glory of God, then we have sin. And God is the light himself. When the light of God come into our heart, you look into yourself, we are so dirty. We are so filthy. In the eyes of God. And this kind of filthiness, this kind of dirty, spiritually, we cannot approach God. So what should you do? Go through the process of repentance. So Nehemiah, he wept when he see the desolation of the Jerusalem. He wept. He think about Jerusalem, he wept. Jerusalem represent what? Represent our own faith. Represent our own family. Represent our church. Are you content with your spiritual status? Maybe academically speaking, you are very great. You study very great. But how about our spiritual life? Our temple, spiritual temple, that's in desolation. or our family, or almost the faith has been ruined. So we feel so sad about this kind of situation. There must be something wrong with my spiritual pursuit. There must be something wrong with my family's spiritual life. Otherwise, how come my family is situation like this? So we have this kind of realization, and we knelt down before God, and we confess our sin. And that is the process of the valley of weeping, that we have to go through that kind of process. Repentance, totally repent. And according to the promise of God, if you repent, God is going to forgive. Wow. So after repentance, your sin will gradually be washed away, been taken away. That burden will be taken away. That debt will be canceled. And we can feel that kind of peace and lightness in our heart. So we have to prepare to pay a price. And in order that we can have effective prayer, one thing is very good, is fasting prayer. Right? I think most of brothers, probably you, not most, a lot of you are overweight, right? Fasting sometimes is good for you, right? You eat too much. So for one meal, you fast, is good for you. It helps us to concentrate our mind. When your stomach is hungry, you are never dozing. You're too hungry. So it's good. We have fast and prayer. And this fast and prayer is not mandatory. It's come from your own heart. You make up your mind. This is a very precious time. I want to be close to God. I want to confess my sin before God. So I fast and pray to show my sincerity. And the third stage, after we go through the valley of weeping, and then we reach God. That's the chapter 84, verse 7. And they go from strength to strength. Every one of them appear before God in Zion. So finally, we appear before God. And then you see the verse 11. For the Lord God is the sun and shield. The Lord will give grace and glory. And this is the stage we enjoy God. God is the sun. Sun referring to his glory. Do you know the Mount of Transfiguration? What happened? Jesus Christ transformed himself. He shines a glorious light. And Peter, John, and James, three persons, witnessed the transfiguration of Jesus, and he was so satisfied. It's so wonderful for us to be here. And he intended to build three booths for Jesus, Moses, and Elijah. So when we cry up to the spiritual top of the mountain, it takes time, it takes strength, it takes effort. And we cleanse ourselves, and all of a sudden, you can witness, behold the glory of God. And that will be the most joyful moment you spend 5 days in Cerrito Church. If we always see the light of God, the glory of God, there will be no darkness in your heart. You know, we had a lot of darkness in our heart. We have so many negative things in our heart. Somebody treat me no good, a family member treat me no good, a lot of negative things in our heart. But when we see the glory of God, when Jesus comes to in our heart, all the negative things, all the darkness gone. And in the end of the CYSC, we'll feel so wonderful for us to be here. We want the CYSC to last even longer. So now let's come forward and pray.